Shakuni, you know, Kali himself, Shakuni. Giving bad advices and helping them. So once it became that he wanted to kill Arjun and also fighting with Krishna, then Krishna took his chakra and at once
cut off his head.
Dangerous person. So you should know he was not Guru. If we should try to follow what our Gurudev wants, then disciple. But Gurudev is telling another thing, one thing, and he is doing another thing, not obeying, disobeying always, not knowing what is the heart of my Gurudev, then actually he is not disciple. Never he can be. So I see, in this Kali Yuga, there are so many lakhs and lakhs disciples, but very rare disciple qualified. There was a disciple who that world has recognized him. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadambahyam Dadati Shapadam. He has fulfilled all the desires of his Gurudev. He knew the heart of his Gurudev. Who was Gurudev? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He had come to propagate Raganuga Bhakti and to relish pure prem of Srimati Radhika. So he knew the heart of his Gurudev and he expressed in Ujjwal Nilmani Bhakti Swami Sindhu and so many books. So we should try to be like that, to know what my Gurudev wants. What is the desire of my Gurudev? Can you say that what is the desire of any bona fide Guru? He has no any desire. Oh, bring so much gold to me. Money, I have so many projects. I have a project for 10 crores of dollars or 1,000 millions of dollars. I have project. So you should, what you can give. Don't try to give any farthing, pence or farthing to your wives, children and nothing. Give all things to me. I will fulfill my project. He is not Guru. And those who are not in thinking all these things, and they are following that unqualified Guru, both Andhai Jathandhai Upaniyamana, they will go to hell, both. Guru will fall first and then his sister also fall. Both will fall. So we should try to be careful. Also you know, Karna, brother of Pandavas, elder, he went to Parshuram. He first went to Dronacharya, but Dronacharya refused. Then he went to Parshuram, incarnation of Krishna, God. And he went there. And he became a Brahmin boy. He told that, I am Brahmin, I have come to know all the Brahma Vidya with archery and all Vidya. He did not told that, I have come only to... Only to archery. He told you, Brahma Vidya also, archery also, all kinds of Vidya. Parshuram saw that, oh, he is very in serving mood. And from that day, he took sacred sets he was taking and serving his Gurudev. Very, very strongly he was serving. One day, and he began to teach him archery, Brahma Vidya and all, everything. One day, Parshuram was sleeping, keeping his head on the lap of Karna. And an insect, very powerful, very powerful, any insect, that is called Vajrakeet. And he came at once and he began to cut he made a hole in the jangha, thigh of girl. And he was so patient that, oh, my Gurudev may wake up. So he was, oh, very patiently he was bearing all these things. But blood so much came that his face was touched by that, and oh, from where it is coming? What is this? And there is blood and blood. Oh, who are you? Who are you? I know that now I have known that you are not Brahmin boy. Who are you? You must be Kshatriya. What is your name? Then he told his actual name. He became so fearful. I will at once course you. Tell what is the truth. Then he told that I have come to you. I am Karna, Aradheya, son of any Adhirath. And I have come to you to learn archery. Why? Oh, to defeat my rival Arjuna. Then he told, yes, you have served me so much. I have given you all Brahma Vidya and Brahmastra and all kinds of archery and Brahma Vidya also. But when a time will come, neek time, you will forget. Now, you should remember all these things, it is all right. But when you will need it, you will forget all these things. When he was returned, and in Mahabharata they were fighting with Arjuna and Karna, and at the very time when both were fighting, at once he forgot all these things. His chariots went on earth, and he could not do, and then Arjuna quickly killed him. So don't be a disciple like Karna. Be what? What you are inner, outer you should be same. Not policy, duplicacy with Gurudev. Now don't look towards the pocket of your Gurudev. Gurudev, really Gurudev qualified, they have no any pocket. If they are pockets, 3, 4, 5, 6, then he is not actually. But if any Gurudev has pocket to keep very smooth and sweet hearts in their pocket, he make have. But not worldly things. If he is so attached, then he is not really Gurudev. Swamiji came to this world, who are hippie, who are not so much, they were all like ignorant. He came and he took all these hearts, whether they are bad or, and he made them smooth, very sweet, and keep in his pocket. So Vaishnava are like that. Try to be very obedient, honoring all devotees, not quarreling, and so much strong in Krishna faith, Guru Gauranga serving. Then you are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, otherwise taking by this and giving by this. Don't do. Gaur Prima. What I could
he not. Says that Ekalokya, people may argue he gave his thumb as Dakshina, so he is bona fide.
No.
What would you say to that?
But he took it only for that he cannot make good he punished him.
But why did Ekalokya give so readily his thumb?
Giving is not that thing. He gave. But he could not follow his Gurudev. He told that to keep. Give me that anger and lust and all other things. He wanted. In Vinyas you should give up envy and all. He could not give. Only he used to give some worldly things. So those who are giving worldly things, donations and all these things, they are really not. But one who gives his heart fully and know the wishes of Gurudev and falling, they are disciple true. So he cut the finger, only that he could not fight with Arjuna. Mahamantra.